Morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes about the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. The Farm Storage Facility Loan Program, FSFL, allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. The maximum principal amount on a loan through FSFL is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15% with Commodity Credit Corporation, CCC, providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms of 7, 10, or 12 years are available depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different, are based on the rate which CCC borrows from the Treasury Department, and are set at the time of loan approval. The interest rate continues for the life of the loan. Applications for FSFL must be submitted to the FSA County office that maintains the farm's records. An FSFL must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. The following commodities are eligible for farm storage facility loans: corn, grain sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley harvested as whole grain or as other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, and fruits including nuts and vegetables for cold storage facilities. For more information about the FSFL program, contact your local FSA office. Now, sod buster regulations and highly erodible land conservation measures. The term sod busting means converting land from native vegetation such as rangeland or woodland to cropland production after December 23, 1985. Sod buster violations are unauthorized tillage practices on highly erodible lands. Farmers need to remember that if they use highly erodible land for crop production without proper conservation measures, they risk losing eligibility to participate in Farm Service Agency programs. Before producers clear, plow, or otherwise prepare areas not presently under crop production for planting, they are required to file an AD 1026, Highly Erodible Land Conservation, HELC, and Wetland Conservation, WC, certification in the local county office indicating the area to be brought into production. If the Natural Resources Conservation Service indicates the area will be highly erodible land, the producer is required to develop, implement, and maintain a conservation plan on the affected acreage. Next, a brief reminder for our land producers. Eligible producers have until January 31, 2013 to apply for loan deficiency payments, LDPs, for unshorn pelts produced during the 2012 crop year. Eligible producers must have beneficial interest in the pelts, own the land for at least 30 calendar days before the date of slaughter, and sell the unshorn land for immediate slaughter. Producers must also comply with wetland conservation and highly erodible land conservation provisions on all lands they operate or in which they have an interest. To qualify for payment, pelts must have been produced by an eligible producer from live unshorn lambs of domestic origin in the United States. Now, a reminder for our fruit, vegetable, and small grain producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occurs due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. The next NAP coverage deadline is for fruits, vegetables, oats, barley, sorghum, and spring wheat. Those crops have a NAP application closing date of March 15, 2013. And next, some notes about the Federal Crop Insurance Program. The Farm Service Agency has joined with the Risk Management Agency, RMA, to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the Federal Crop Insurance Program. FSA has been and will continue to assist RMA and insurance providers by monitoring crop conditions throughout the growing season. In addition, FSA will refer all suspected cases of fraud, waste, and abuse to RMA. Producers can report suspected cases to the FSA County Office, RMA Office, or the Office of the Inspector General. Now, foreign investor rules. Foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land are required by law to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 days to the local FSA office. Failure to report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of their interest in the agricultural land. And finally, 2012 acre production evidence. Producers enrolled in the acre program are required to provide their local county office with annual production evidence for the farms that are enrolled. Production evidence for the 2012 crop is due to the local office no later than July 15, 2013, but now is a great time to bring that information in while it's readily available. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions about what constitutes acceptable production evidence. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, Our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.